Welcome to Motor Live Drive at 5. Like we say, you were just listening to the off ramps right there. Jeremy Porter, Jason Bowes, and Mike Popovich. Before there was Jeremy Porter in the Tucos, hey, he was honing his chops. But right now, it's time to go live from the studios, Henry Ford College, Studio J. We are joined by some very special friends. Some people who have been family to us for quite some time. We are privileged to have them back with us and so glad that they have new music to share. This is well overdue. Folks, I welcome Joe Kidd and Sheila Burke. How are you?
We're great, Mark. Thank you. Thank you for that great introduction. And it's always a pleasure to come down here and spend some time with you all. Thank you so much.
We're really excited about being here with you and your listeners today. So thanks for having us.
Well, thank you for all you've been doing for the school, the station. It seems like whenever we ask you for help in keeping this institution alive, because we're public supported radio, you always make a point to show up, and we can't tell you how much that means to us.
We try to do that for everyone that asks us. That's not always possible, but it's special here because we consider Dearborn home. It's one of our homes, at least, and we don't get enough time to spend in Dearborn, but we always love it when we can come back in and do what we're about to do here today.
Well, today you have a new CD, and this is something so special. I've been sharing this with the people, so can I tell them the name again? Everybody Has a Purpose. That is such... when you put it like that, that's motivating, invigorating. Please tell them what you've done here.
When we decided to name the record Everybody Has a Purpose, we had the vision of the record being meaningful to everyone that would hear it. We wanted it to be timeless and universal. And we wanted it to have a message for the world. We consider this world music. We were fortunate enough a couple years ago, actually 2 years in a row, to receive the Detroit Music Award twice in a row for World Music Songwriters of the Year. And I can't think of anything that would be a better prize to win, if you're going to win a prize, than to be considered the World Music Songwriter of the Year. And Sheila and I were lucky enough to have that happen twice in a row. So that's what Everybody Has a Purpose means to us.
Well, can we get started off with a song from you?
Yeah, why don't we kick it off with the title song from our new CD, Everybody Has a Purpose.
Yeah. queen that rises above. Everybody has a passion, a heart full of love. Now I've got no secret to tell you, and I'm hiding nothing up my sleeve. You got to believe. Yeah, yeah. Oh, 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 oh. Everybody has a purpose to have and to hold. Everybody has a story that's never been told. Now I've got my reasons for living, and I've got my heart on my sleeve, and
the title track, Everybody Has a Purpose, from Joe Kidd and Sheila Burke. Yes, this is why you get to songwriting more back to back right there. What went in to this CD as opposed to years? This just came together. This was from all your touring.
What? I've got a story for you, Mark, if you don't mind my sharing.
Absolutely,
we probably wouldn't be here together today if it weren't for WHFR, because Joe and I kept bumping into each other at different charity events. We love to go out and support our community and give back. We love people. We love music. So it's just a really natural for us to always be out sharing music. And we both have had separate careers for many years. And people are surprised that we've actually only been working together for about 3 years. And one day, we bumped into each other at your annual fundraiser here. And Joe invited me to join him. I had already done my set, and he invited me to join him. I said, hold on a sec, I'll be right back. So they were having a holistic fair that day. So I went down the hall and borrowed a drum, came back. He pulled out a song he had written 12 hours earlier, which we will do a little bit later in the program. It's called Soldiers in the Army of Mercy and Peace. And we did that song together as if we'd been working together for 30 years. It was just fun and amazing, and it just felt really special. And that's when it clicked. We felt like we had something to share with each other and with the world. So then the music just started coming, and we began collaborating and finishing each other's songs that we both had worked on for a while and, you know, possibly set aside, and brought these things back out into the light of day. And then it came together very quickly. So we were thrilled and feel really blessed. And we just are very grateful to you all here for giving us that opportunity.
That's right. And we were so close to not showing up for that show because Lynn Gruntz had told us that we couldn't sing on it. And so I just decided, well, we're just going to sing a song anyway. And so a little bit of rebellion turned into something pretty cool, actually. So thank you, Lynn.
Well, occasionally we have to take Colonel Grunst outside and get out a switch and deal with her. Don't worry about it, Colonel.
We love Lynn, and, you know, she just does such a great job of putting that together every year also. So we encourage everyone to come out and support that and to support your radio programs here because you offer such a great service for the community.
Okay, folks, it's not just us saying it. You now have Joe Kidd and Sheila Burke saying it, and Holistic Fair is coming up, and Radiothon is coming up, so please take their words to heart. Just saying. But yes, indeed, this is why we've been here for these 31 years, and I can only imagine how things could have been had you guys been, had crossed paths years before. And your songwriting just happened like that by chance at a given event? Wow.
Well, it makes me wonder how many times that actually has happened in history to other people. Bob Dylan said not too long ago that nobody needs to write another song because every important song has already been written. And I thought to myself, well, that's easy for Bob Dylan to say because he's already wrote enough. But all these songs that we're about to sing here have all been written after that profound statement. So
you have to take it as a challenge.
Yeah.
Why don't we do Soldiers in the Army of Mercy and Peace for you next?
Please.
Well,
this okay. Now, this is that song that the first song we ever sang together right here on campus, and this is a song that last summer in July received the Global Music Award for Folk Song of the Year, Outstanding Folk Song of the Year in the Global Music Awards. So we're pretty proud of that. That was prior to the record even being released. So. Kind of special. This is a special song, and it starts out, the beginning of the song is, it tells a tale of an actual occurrence, and then it kind of morphs into just a series of visions that we have for the people of the world. So we're going to do it, all right?
From your heart, sending it out to the world, this is Joe Kidd and Sheila Burke, Soldiers in the Army of Mercy and Peace.
In the middle of the night, didn't know what we ran for, through the snow and the ice, headed straight for the border, just to keep warm, trying to find our mother in the smile when we're in pain. We will all march together in the pouring poison rain. We are one in a million to one. Are the odds in our favor? Make sure this work is done. No more weapons of destruction. No more guns designed to kill. No more rules of mass instruction that annihilate free will. We will raise our hands. Treachery and deceit. We will fight no matter what the cost. We will not accept defeat. We are held in a higher hand, held to a higher truth, called to be a chosen man, no matter. That is certain, breaking free from rusted chains.
Break free, break free.
Now we drink from a common well, and our prayers have been received. We are soldiers in the army of mercy. We are soldiers in the army of mercy and peace.
Thank you. We support our veterans and our military personnel, and we do whatever we can to help out various veteran organizations. This is a song I'd like to dedicate to all of our veterans. It's a true story, and it's in memory of my brother, Dennis. Thank you. said he had a desk job. I was just a kid. He could never tell me all the things he did. Screams and tears, rage and fear, all the things he hid. My brother's a young somehow, God forbid. One day something happened, he never told me what. Something about a village, a fire that was hot. So many people crying, little children too. This to keep our freedom. I was still in school. Oh, I sure miss my brother. I could never ask at the time, but now I do. I take them all to task. Where is all this freedom? Is peace within our grasp? Or is it just another war? What's behind the mask? My brother was a young man when he went off to war. My brother was a young man, never left home before. My brother was a young man when he walked out the door. All I know is that young doing some songs that are a little bit more serious, although we do have some lighthearted songs and some fun songs, and we'll get to those in just a moment. But as part of this set, I'd like to go ahead and do a song about Shadow at the End of the Road.
And this song is an idea about mortality and eternity, and it's an eerie little song in E minor, and E minor is my favorite chord, and I just believe that the universe kind of vibrates on E minor, and if I could write every song in E minor, I would. As a matter of fact, I do have a song that has nothing but E minor in it. It doesn't even have a chord change.
What do they call that chord?
E minor. So anyway, yeah, all right. So this is another true little story about something that happened to everybody.
There's a shadow. If it's alive or dead, there's a ghost on the basement stairs. Mama keeps saying there's nothing there.
So now you know why they call us Americana folk rock gospel.
You know, and that's so true because...
And world.
And Sheila touched on it earlier about we had careers before we met when we were singing for our whole life. And our careers were as different and diverse as they could be. I was in a rock band called the White Lines for many years, and Sheila was doing Appalachian music and opera and bluegrass and pop music and everything you can think of. And she, I was just really surprised when she said yes. That was a lucky day for me, I think.
So now this is what I want to know, because while you're doing that, the people at home are going, that's fine and all. You're a radio station. You get their music. They want you to play it. How do I get it when I want to play it, when I want to play it, to not just wait for you to play it for me? So share the answer with the people. Where can they get Joe Kidd and Sheila Burke?
Well, now, if you live on planet Earth, you
can get it. As little as possible.
It's available all over the internet. It's available on iTunes, Amazon, Spotify. I just was on the internet today and I saw it on some things that I never even heard of before. E-music and iHeartRadio.
Okay.
And I don't know. If you look it up, you'll find it.
You got to hang out with your boy Jay-Z and get it on Tidal.
Well, you know what? I think it's on. Is that T-I-D-A-L?
Yes.
Yes, it's on that, believe it or not. So thank you, Jay-Z. I knew there was something good about that guy.
And also, please check out our website, www.joekiddandsheilaburke.com.
Okay, now, for the folks, let's make sure that we get the spelling correctly. S-H-E-I-L-A-B-U-R-K-E.
Mm-hmm.
And K-I-D-D.
Two D's. And you have to spell out the A-N-D. There's no ampersand on that.
Okay.
They won't allow that. We tried to do that, but they wouldn't let us.
So let's take it from the top so that we have it very clear for people. Joe Kidd and Sheila Burke. J-O-E-K-I-D-D-A-N-D-S-H-E-I-L-A-B-U-R-K-E. .com.
That's right. That's it.
Okay, folks.
And now there's like 900 Joe Kidds on the web, so you've got to be very, very careful about that as well.
Now, where else should people find you? Where are you sharing your presence in the social media connectedness of the 21st century?
Okay.
Instagrams.
We are. Now, we just opened up the Instagram and the Pinterest and all that. So we don't have much on there, but we are very active on Facebook and we have a Twitter account. We've got a Reverb Nation page. And, we're on Folk Alley, folkalley.com. We were real happy to get there. Paste Magazine has a page for us. No Depression Magazine has a page for us.
Okay, you're educating me.
So we're
blessed. This thing is picking up. So.
And we are also, the record is on sale at a number of stores around town. It's available, I should say. Mm-hmm. It's available on at Dearborn Music. And Encore Records in Ann Arbor, PJ's in Ann Arbor. I can't remember them all, but I remember those three. It's like jokes. I can't remember a joke. And but this ain't a joke, though.
So there are some brick and mortar stores, and folks like to have it in your hand. Tell them again where the name of these stores, Dearborn Music.
Dearborn Music.
And
Encore Records in Ann Arbor, PJ's Music in Ann Arbor,
Underground
Music in Ann Arbor. So
and then there's the streaming
venues. There's one in Hamtramck or Ferndale? Ferndale. There's, I forget the name of it now. Oh, and Toledo. We're in Toledo, wherever. I don't know where. I can't remember.
But here's the thing, though. You probably have a list of all these places.
That's
if
right.
They go to JoeKiddAndSheilaBurke.com.
Right. That's thank so you. Yes, of course.
Okay. And that's just a good way to get started, folks. And come on back to WHFR.FM. We've always loved, and again, we're going to pat ourselves on the back and say we had something to do with getting them together musically. And you heard soldiers in the Army of Mercy and Peace that came together at Holistic Fair. And bless you, Frau Kerlinel. Lynn Grunz lit a fire underneath them that made them say, we're going to make some musical happiness happen.
That's right. And you know what? Also, I got to say about Lynn is she's a great cook.
She can make an
awesome sandwich, I'm going to tell
Have you had her mac and cheese?
Oh, God, yes.
Have you had her? You've had her mac and cheese?
I have not had the mac and cheese.
You got to have her mac and cheese.
Okay.
I will speak to her mac and cheese. Okay? I will speak to her mac and cheese.
We got a love song we're going to dedicate to Lynn right now because it's about recipes.
Actually,
it's about a secret recipe. And it's kind of fun, so I think you'll get a kick out of it.
Yeah. Okay.
And when we're done with the song, it won't be a secret no more, I bet you.
Oh, well, then she'll stand behind me when she comes looking.
All right, we're gonna.
It'll make you happy when you try some. a whole lot more where that come from. Don't need no fancy stove, don't need no fork and spoon. All you need is love and the stars and the moon. Together we will be anything we want to be, baby, you and me.
I'd like to talk a little bit more about our CD, if that would be all right for a moment. We were very fortunate to have it remixed by Dusty Wakeman from Burbank, California, and the professional mastering by Pete Dell with Universal Studios in Hollywood, California. And we feel like that has had a lot to do with the success and the great sound that comes from our CD project. And the other thing, too, is when you're performing live, like here we are sitting here in your studio, a couple of voices and guitar and a little bit of percussion, but on the CD we've been really blessed to have Will Joe's daughter, Jacqueline Diana E., played the piano on four of the numbers, and Dusty Wakeman has added bass, including the doghouse bass, on one of our songs that has a little bit more of a bluegrass flavor to it. I'll get that right in a minute. And we also have some additional instruments with the mandolin and banjo.
With Jerry Stormer, who was kind enough to join us.
12-string, and you know, we have acoustic guitar. But we envisioned this CD and the music that we do is something that, well, we both grew up with music in our home. So we grew up with families sitting around in the evenings and playing music for enjoyment, entertainment. And just to talk about life, you know, just to express what's going on. And so that's how we envisioned doing our CD, was to do it in such a way that you could do it. This isn't something that's over-orchestrated that you can't go off and do on your own. This is something that anybody with a guitar and loves music from the heart can sing it from the heart and have a good time with it.
And the chords are very simple, and but the songs aren't quite as simple as they might sound. They are a little bit complicated. And this one that we're about to do right now is it comes from our Sheila and I share our roots in Appalachia. We both have a Native American background and Irish background, and our families, our grandfathers were coal miners in Kentucky and West Virginia. So we decided that that gave us the right to write this song. And it's called Grandpa Was a Coal Miner. And it's about the struggles and the triumphs that the people endure. They endured for many years and still do. That's about all I got to say about it. I think we might as well just do it, huh? Ready?
Junkie and Sheila Burke.
Dangerous thing, all it can hold is hard work and trouble. I hope you never know the pain it can bring. All I could do was smile, turn and run away, and never thought again but what he said. 'Cause in my bed, at the end of each day, I had these visions and dreams running through my head. When I grow up, I'm gonna dig to China. My grandpa said they walk upside down. When I grow up, I'm gonna be a miner. That's right. I'm gonna live underneath this ground. In the blink of an eye, my grandpa sleeps underneath this mud. I spend my days working till I die. I'll spend my nights coughing up blood. Just the other day, I heard a voice laughing as we were banging on his front door, saying, come on down, we got the fire crackling. Uh-huh. We can make room for a couple more. Run deep like a cold, dark coal mine. I'll never forget what my people have done. My roots hold true in the heart of these mountains. I'm gonna rise up and look to the sun. My boy
had a son of his own,
with a future so bright,
like a brand new day.
Well, he can do what he wants,
he can do whatever he wants,
when he's full grown.
I wonder if I'll hear him say,
when I grow up, I'm gonna dig to China. My grandpa said they walk upside down. But when I grow up, I'm gonna be a miner. That's right. I'm gonna live underneath this ground.
Joe Kidd and Sheila Burke. Grandpa was a coal miner.
He was. coal miner.
Yours too. First time I heard this CD, Lynn Grunz shared it with me, and I was listening to that track, and I was going, wow, because my grandfather came down with cancer from his time in the coal mines. So I was listening to this going, you touched on quite a few bases that I can relate to. You touched on quite a few bases that a lot of people can relate to in a lot of venues. Do you get people coming up to you after your shows, wanting to talk to you, asking you, what were you doing looking over my shoulder?
We surely do. And the best music to me is tells a story. So we are, as writers, as songwriters and performers, storytellers. And I think that harkens back to ancient traditions, and it's just as current as whatever you're going to turn on the radio and hear. And it pulls from all genres, all walks of life, all peoples, because we all have that same heart and that passion and that drive and, you know, the values about our families. And, you know, we just want the best for everyone. And there are so many issues that are going on in the world today that need to be spoken out for, and some to be spoken out against. And our hearts are with the people in Flint suffering with the water problems there, for example. So we try to do our part, as we said before, to, you know, just always give back to the community and to share, you know, just share music heart to heart. It's simple, but it's beautiful, and it's timeless.
Are you still on? You're down here with us right now, but are you going back out on the road anytime soon?
We are, and we're in negotiation with a lot of people around the country. We're talking to people in Georgia, Texas, Southern California. We plan on swinging back through South Dakota, Wisconsin, eventually making it back out to Massachusetts and New York. We've played in a dozen states so far. And
you stay touring.
And Canada. And we're also going to Mexico in late April. So we're pretty excited, and we're staying pretty busy. Also, I want to mention one thing before we run out of time, is the Grandy Ballroom is celebrating its 50th anniversary right here in Dearborn in October. I think it's October 7th or October 8th, and we're real excited about that show as well. And they're going to be paying tribute to Uncle Russ Gibb and all the people that made the Grandy Ballroom happen. And you're going to be hearing a lot about that very soon. So I told those people that I was going to say something about that, and I'm glad I remembered to do that.
Well, we certainly look forward to you being a part of that. So with the time we have left, we want to say again, start out by going to JoeKiddAndSheilaBurke.com and find out the venues near you where you can get your hands on a solid copy of this CD, which is, again, Everybody Has a Purpose. And again, there are, you can download it on these interwebs, iTunes, Spotify, Tidal, so many more places. You'll find out on their website. And the website, JoeKiddAndSheilaBurke.com. So I can stop talking, and they can take you out with what they came here to do.
We're gonna finish this set with the last song on the record. Sheila mentioned that we people need to talk about, speak for and speak against certain things. This song was given to a group of people, and they placed it on an LP, or on, I guess it was a CD, called Music for Japan, when we during the tsunami and the earthquake and the nuclear holocaust that followed that. So we put this on a record, and we gave whatever money that record made to those people. So we're always trying to find things to support, and believe me, it's not difficult to find that. I'll mention one more thing too to our musician friends out there. We are again this year in the running for a couple of Detroit Music Awards, and the record is also up on that website. So you can vote for Everybody Has a Purpose, and you can vote for us in a number of categories. I don't want to forget to mention that to some of our friends and fans and fellow artists out there. So, and we're going to end this with Waiting for That Flower to Bloom. You got anything, baby?
Just want to thank everybody so much for supporting us and our music. We wouldn't be here without you, so thank you with all my heart. Thank you.
You have been listening to Joe Kidd and Sheila Burke. That was Waiting. I'm sorry. Wow. You have been listening to Everybody Has a Purpose. has been the album from Joe Kidd and Sheila Burke. I hope you've enjoyed this as much as I have, because this has been a very special, special show. We have enjoyed so much from these very special guests. They've been a part of WHFR for years now. They've been a part of our holistic fair. They're a fabric of our radio station. And we're going to go over now, because you can't just say thank you for appearing. You have to thank them for giving of their time, their energy, driving on a slick day and the road conditions that we've had. And you have to know we appreciate you, because we do. Lynn Grunst very much appreciates you. It's been a very big deal for her to have you come back on Motor. And now I personally know why. So